This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
In 4 weeks from today, we go to visit our grandchildren in Stuttgart, Germany. They called yesterday or day before, and the middle one, she's five, said, "Do you know why I really love your house?" And we were thinking she was going to say something about the house, the way it's decorated, the way Annie has it staged and so forth, and furniture had nothing to do with that. She said, "The reason I love your house is that when you have hot chocolate, you have marshmallows too. That's what I love about your house." And I thought it had nothing to do with the house. And yet I'm always making spiritual parallels in life because that's what I do. And I thought about that. What do we love about the house of God? That has nothing to do with the building, has nothing to do with the windows or lack thereof. It has everything to do with the one who inhabits the house. And that's the Spirit of the living God. I love His house because He's there. I love the Lord's house because He's present in every song and everything that happens. Well, recently, Annie and I heard a minister speak by the name of Lawrence Bishop, and he used a term that I had honestly never heard in my life. I'd never heard it. It's a military term. Not that I should be familiar with every military term, but I had never heard this two-word phrase that he used, and it was this: commander's intent. Commander's intent. And he explained it, and I even researched it later when I got home. I wanted to say, what does that mean? Is it really a military term? And it was. It was in a military dictionary. Commander's intent means this, that as a member of a unit, you need to know what your commander's intent is in any given situation. If the commander says, "We're going to take that city by noon tomorrow," that's the intent. So every decision that I make as a part of that military unit is in concord, in agreement, in cooperation with the commander's intent. What a concept. Commander's intent. Today we're going to talk about the commander's intent for your life, and I'm talking about the commander-in-chief of all commanders-in-chief, and that's the Lord God Almighty, who says you are under orders to be a man or woman of prayer. You know, I've heard so many people over the years use this expression, "Well, I'm not into prayer." My brother is. I got a sister-in-law, she's really into prayer. I got an uncle or an aunt in Cleveland, they're really into prayer. We're all under orders to be men and women of prayer. And that's the essence of the message today in Luke 11, where we look at what's referred to as the Lord's Prayer. Luke 11 is the abbreviated version. Meaning what? It's not the lengthy version that we're used to in Matthew's account. But Luke has most of the prayer. We're going to look at the first few verses, 1 through 13, from the NIV. It goes like this. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of the disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us to pray. Just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.'" And I have a footnote that says, "But deliver us from the evil one," from Satan. We'll actually begin tomorrow on Cross Hope with the finishing of the text. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.